What's up, guys? I just finished watching here and there. I didn't really watch the whole game, but the Boston Celtics versus the Philadelphia 76ers or Philly 76ers. Dude, that game was very, very crazy. It was up and down. They lost by the 76ers lost by 2 points. You know, Ben Simmons did his thing, but you know. Anyways, that was a great game, but let's talk about yesterday's game. That's the real game I really want to get to. The Rockets versus Utah Jazz. Houston Rockets versus Utah Jazz. I watched the whole game on that. I don't know. It was up and down. Okay. There were moments where the Rockets looked kind of like they didn't want to win. And they looked like Utah Jazz wanted to win. Or was going to win. But then, if it wasn't for CP3 coming up, like, you know what? He even said, I've been here at the 3-1 spot. And you never know what happens. So, we got to face the challenge we have against us and keep moving forward. Don't let 3-1 be in our heads saying we got this, because you never know. And that's what he did. So he showed up, scored like I think like 30 some points or 40 some points, and won the game yesterday. That was a good game. You know, I'm a Houston fan, so I can say he showed up, and that's why we acquired him, you know. And Vegas odds had Rockets losing against the Warriors. But in the whole season, not the postseason, we've beaten the Warriors twice. But the way you play the regular season versus the postseason is more harder than the regular season is more softer. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And if it goes to a 5 or 6 or 7 games, that'd be cool. But if not, hey, at least let's make it an interesting series, because I don't want the Rockets to get blown out. You see? So, yeah. Anyways, enough of that. Soccer fans, I just saw Toronto FC versus Seattle. Yeah, that game was something. Seattle won. So, anyways. Yeah. Or did they tie? I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a while since the game ended. But anyways. Yeah.